From Ryde to Ventnor, this is Vectis Radio.
Dame Shirley's in then, and we've just been joined by... It's Robert
it's
from...
Rob. Yes.
From
E-Tyres.
We got that right then.
Yep.
You look like a film star. It'll come to me in a minute which film star you look like.
I don't get that very often, I must admit.
But E-Tyres, how long have they been going?
As a company, I think they've been going about 20 years now, but myself, I've been going 6 years. So we cover the whole island, basically. We're a completely mobile tyre fitting service.
Just get yourself a little bit closer to that
microphone. I'm very sorry about
that. It won't bite you, honestly.
Okay.
All right. So, I mean, when it comes down to tyres, it's I would imagine it's quite a complex thing, because you've got different tyres for different cars, different bikes, and so on.
Well, yeah, we don't actually do motorbike tyres, but we do cars and small vans and things like that. So, yeah, there's hundreds of different sizes, and then each different car, when it comes off a production line, could probably have one of four or five different tyre sizes on it. So, you know, it is quite... You do need to read them and give us the details on that, because that would make life easier for us. There's so many.
So what's the rules nowadays? Because years ago you used to get this bloke with a 5p piece, and if it used to, you know, there was something you could test. You stick it in the tread or something.
That's right. Well, most tyres now come with a wear bar indicator on them, and that indicates your 1.6 millimetre legal limit. So, you know, really it's advisable to change from 3 and below, but 2 especially is when I'd really seriously think about changing them, because when you brake, it will affect the way you brake, and it won't be as efficient when you are braking. So 1.6 is the legal limit. Once you go below that, then the MOT won't pass things like that. So, and it's safety. You really want to be able to stop. So from 3 and below, I'd seriously have a look at it, you know, and think about changing them from then.
Yeah, no, it's great to talk to somebody that is and knows about, because we just take it for granted, don't we?
Well, we all do, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so many things to take into consideration. You know, rubber as a raw material only has a natural life of 5 to 6 years, so things like when you get to that sort of age, we wouldn't really repair a puncture and things like that, because just for your safety, you know, sometimes they show visible signs on the sidewall or in between the tread, you'll get a cracking. So that's really when you ought to, again, think about changing the tyre.
So is there like a life expectancy for a tyre, and if so, just a basic bog standard guy driving around doing X amount of miles, how many years would it, are we talking months?
Well, again, that's kind of changing as the years go by, because even a budget tyre used to be made of quite a hard compound, and even they are getting a bit softer these days, so you should get anything from sort of 10 to 15, and if you're lucky, 20,000 out of a new set of tyres. But obviously, as your vehicle gets older, then it's not going to repeat that. You know, it will get slightly less as the years go by. But you should at least get 10,000 out of them, as long as things like your tracking are in, you know, are up together. Because what you would then suffer from is a wear on the inside edge of the tyres.
So do you like secretly think like, oh, Island Roads don't do too good a job, because it will...
I can't possibly comment on that, can I? I can't possibly comment. I'd go out of business if they were doing it properly.
So what's the biggest tyre that you... Because I'm fascinated by size and, you know, the size of some of these tyres.
Yeah, I mean, we do up to 22-inch rims, which is quite big. So things like a BMW X5 and an Audi R... Not R8, an Audi, sort of the... I'm trying to think now. The big Audis, anyway. The Chelsea tractors, the big 4x4s, they're quite big, but they're not as hard to do really as things like run flats on a BMW and a Mini. They're designed to drive around with zero pressure in them, so you know, you wouldn't know you had a puncture, and that's the whole idea. But with that comes the fact that they're so stiff, they're really difficult to get on and off, you know, but we do them.
I've noticed in the high street today, outside of the chemist, opposite the diner, there's a car there that's got a flat tyre.
It
might be worth nipping around now and putting the car on the windscreen.
It must be too early for me. I missed that.
Do people have to come to you, or do you go to them?
No, we don't actually have any premises. We're a completely mobile service. So we come out to your house or your place of work. You know, today we've got 4 jobs at people's places of work. One's a battery and the other 3 jobs are tyres. And that's because people lead busier lives. So, you know, that's where we come into it. We come out to you. Weekends, what have you, you know, on a Saturday, we work till Saturday. We don't do Sundays, but we come out in the evening or things like that to you and do your tyres there.
Do you know what, to be honest, it makes perfect sense you going to them, because if you've got a puncture, it basically means that, you know, you've got an issue and you can't, you know, very well get from A to B, or if you've got a spare, yes, you can change it, but it's just easier, isn't it, if you say, look, I've got a problem, can you come and fix it?
Absolutely. Again, that's where we come into it. That's why we're, you know, that's just what we do. We are completely mobile. So if you do have a puncture, we can come out. Again, if you give us a tyre size, we normally bring one with us. And depending on the quality that you'd like, as long as we can get one that day, we bring that with us. If you don't need it, then we just do the puncture and away we go. But if you do need it, then it saves on two trips. So we could do the tyre there for you. And again, the balancing's all done on board. We put a new valve, we clean the rim up and we rebalance, and that's all included in any of our prices.
I'm guessing that because you go to them and you haven't got a premises, it's going to be cheaper than most garages.
It is, yes. We actually, because of the clues in the title, we are e-tires, so that's e-commerce. We have a really fantastic website, and we have an all-year price promise now, and that's £10 off two tyres and £25 off a set of four, and that's from budgets right to the very top and everything in the middle.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Where can we get all these details with all the bargains and prices and so on?
Well, if you go on etyres.co.uk and then you put in your tyre size, it'll give you all the options. It'll tell you how many different tyres, and then it'll give you budget, mid-range and premium tyres. And then you can go through and have a look. They all have a label system now. It is self-governed, but you know, they all come with a stopping in the wet ability, and it's when you buy a fridge, freezer or a telly, it's A to G. So you have stopping in the wet, fuel consumption and the road noise that they create. To be honest with you, the fuel one isn't really worth worrying about, because if you took an A and you took a G over about 15,000-20,000 miles, you're really only going to save about £8, which doesn't equate to an awful lot. For me, the one that you want to look out for is stopping in the wet. So, you know, there are some mid-range tyres that really do compete with some of the, you know, better-known brands. So
I mean, when you watch the Formula One and they're like on their wets and their dries and so on and so forth, they're doing that for a specific reason.
Yeah.
Do we need to worry about that as just ordinary drivers?
I mean, it does filter down. I was buying some tyres a few weeks ago, and it just shows you how people are, you know, do listen to that. Because a lady come in and they said, "Oh, we've got some Pirelli." She said, "Oh, no, not after the weekend." You know, but there's nothing wrong with the Pirelli, you know, but she'd been watching the Formula One, and it shows you the impact that does have.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is all on there on the website. If you go on there and have a look, it's got, you know, the ratings on there, and you'd be surprised. Some of the mid-range tyres are actually very, very good, you know, and even some of the budgets now are a lot better than when I started 6 years ago, you know. They're a lot softer in the compound, so.
Which is good.
Yes, absolutely.
I say it's probably one of those things that we do kind of, or maybe we did do years ago.
Yes.
We kind of abuse. We just drive around and until it goes in for the MOT and someone says you need a tyre, we probably wouldn't even think about it.
No, that's it. You don't, you know, and like I say, it's great that now, you know, with the wear indicators and things like that, you can keep an eye on them. The one thing I would say is to keep an eye on your pressures. I know everyone can't do it every week. That would be an ideal world, but if you could check it at least once a month, because you know it will help your fuel economy, it'll keep you safe as well. Most cars, I think every car built in Europe from November of last year now has a valve measurement on it, so a pressure sensor. So it's either in the valve or it's in the ABS system, which will let you know on the dashboard if your tyres are under pressure. Because out of the, I think it's something like 4,000 fatalities every year, 60% of those had underinflated tyres. It's not necessarily going to save people's lives, but it certainly would help.
Yeah. Now, thinking about that, how blooming difficult is it to get your tyres, you know, because you go to these garages and they're now charging you money, which is a fair enough point to make. But at the same time, if we had some kind of system in place where we could actually check our tyres a little bit easier, it would alleviate some of the problem.
You can get gauges and things from Halfords and people, you know, places like that. How accurate they are, I don't know. But, you know, I know it's difficult because not every garage does have them, or they're broken. And no one knows just how accurate they are. But, you know, just have a look at them and keep an eye on them, and you can tell when they go a little bit spongy. You know, when we come round to your house, if you're having one or two tyres, we'll always check and top up your other two or three, you know, for you while we're there.
Do you know what, you got a trusting face as well, so which is good.
Thanks very much. It's very kind of it.
So once again, if we wanted to know more about tyres, if we wanted to, you know, to get some tyres, find out more about tyres, how can we get you involved?
Like I say, it's etyres.co.uk, or you can give us a call locally on our local number, which is 530-488.
Just do that number again, because there's a little old lady down there. She's trying to write it down.
That's 530-488.
She wants to trade in her tyre.
This spare one, yeah.
I got one of those for Christmas as well.
So. I think we've all got. We got enough for a three-wheeler.
I've got a couple.
We've got a spare as well. Hey, look, Rob, it's great to see you. And
thank you very much for the opportunity.
We'll see you again soon, maybe.
That's great. Thank you very much indeed.
Because we've only scratched the surface, haven't we?
Yeah, I could go on for hours, but I'm told that quite regularly.
All right, thank you for now.
Thank you very much indeed.